We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's been over two decades since Scott Peterson was convicted for the murder of his wife, Lacey Peterson, and their unborn son, Connor. The world watched as his life unraveled before the cameras, with every movement, every gesture dissected in court and in the media. The image of a seemingly loving husband quickly gave way to that of a man who, the prosecution argued, led a double life. A man who, behind the facade of family and stability, harbored darker secrets. Convicted of two counts of murder, Scott Peterson was sentenced to death in 2004. For many, the case seemed open and shut. The evidence appeared overwhelming. Scott's extramarital affair, his conflicting stories, and the discovery of Lacey's body in the San Francisco Bay, near where Scott had gone fishing the day she disappeared. It all painted a grim picture of guilt. But from the start, Peterson maintained his innocence. He insisted that he had nothing to do with Lacey's death, despite the mountain of evidence against him. For nearly 20 years, his voice has echoed behind prison bars, always the same refrain. I didn't do it. Now, in 2024, Peterson's defense team is pushing harder than ever for a new trial, and this time they may have the key. Earlier this year, the court granted Peterson and his legal team access to critical new evidence. Evidence that could, they argue, reveal flaws in the investigation, mishandling of key materials, and ultimately, a miscarriage of justice. But before we dive into the new evidence, let's step back to where this all began. Lacey Peterson disappeared on December 24, 2002, just days before Christmas. She was 8 months pregnant with the couple's first child, a son they had already named Connor. Scott told police that he had gone fishing that day, and when he returned home, Lacey was gone. Almost immediately, the public was suspicious. There was something about Scott's behavior that didn't sit right. His lack of emotion, his evasive answers, and most damning of all, the revelation that he had been having an affair with a woman named Amber Frey. For many, that was enough. But as the trial progressed, other pieces of evidence seemed to seal his fate. The bodies of Lacey and Connor were eventually discovered on the shore of the San Francisco Bay, near the area where Scott had said he had been fishing. The prosecution painted a chilling picture of a man who killed his wife to avoid the responsibilities of fatherhood, a man who wanted to be free from the constraints of marriage and family. Yet, even with all the evidence, questions have lingered. Was the investigation as thorough as it could have been? Were all possible suspects ruled out? And perhaps most importantly, was some of the evidence mishandled or ignored? In recent months, the Los Angeles Innocence Project has taken over Peterson's case, and they've secured access to a treasure trove of evidence that was either withheld during the trial or never thoroughly examined. San Mateo County Superior Court Judge Elizabeth Hill, in a pivotal ruling, granted Peterson's defense team access to more than 36 pieces of evidence, though the team had requested more than 600 items. Among the newly accessed evidence, several key pieces stand out. Let's start with the burglary. The Medina burglary. It happened on the same street where the Petersons lived, just a few doors down. On December 24, 2002, the same day Lacey went missing, someone broke into the home of Rudy and Susan Medina. Investigators initially dismissed the burglary as unrelated to Lacey's disappearance. The men responsible for the crime, Stephen Todd and Donald Pierce, were interviewed by police, and their alibis were accepted. The burglary, police said, had occurred 2 days after Lacey went missing. But Peterson's defense team doesn't believe it's that simple. They've long argued that the burglary may have been connected to Lacey's death. The theory? Lacey may have interrupted the burglars in the act, and in a panicked state, they could have harmed her. The defense claims that this possibility was never thoroughly explored by the original investigators. And now, with the new evidence, they're hoping to change that. Thanks to the judge's ruling, Peterson's defense team now has access to the audio and video recordings of interviews conducted with Todd and Pierce, as well as transcripts and handwritten notes from the police officers who carried out those interviews. This could provide insight into how thoroughly the suspects were questioned and whether any inconsistencies were overlooked. Did the suspects reveal anything during their interviews that could connect them to Lacey? Were there any holes in their alibis that investigators missed? Additionally, the defense has been granted access to search warrants related to the burglary. These documents will shed light on the steps police took to verify Todd and Pierce's whereabouts at the time of Lacey's disappearance. The defense believes that by scrutinizing these documents, they may uncover evidence that the burglary and Lacey's disappearance are more closely linked than previously thought. It doesn't end there. Photos of the evidence recovered from the Medina home are now part of the discovery file. The defense will be able to review these photos, examining whether any items were misidentified or mishandled. Were there personal items belonging to Lacey or her family among the stolen goods? Could something seemingly insignificant tie the burglars to her disappearance? And then there's the duct tape. A small piece of duct tape found on Lacey's pants during her autopsy has been the subject of much debate. In the original investigation, the duct tape was tested for DNA, but the results were inconclusive. Fast forward to 2024, and the defense team has successfully petitioned for new DNA testing on the tape. Judge Hill ordered that the testing be conducted within 45 days, and while the results have been filed with the court, they remain sealed for now. The defense hopes that the new DNA testing will reveal traces of someone other than Scott Peterson on the tape. If DNA from an unknown person is found, it could cast doubt on the prosecution's theory that Scott was solely responsible for Lacey's death. Could it be the burglars? Could it be someone else entirely? Until the results are unsealed, the answers remain a mystery, but the defense is optimistic that this small piece of evidence could be pivotal in their fight for a new trial. And now, we turn to perhaps the strangest piece of evidence in this case, the burned-out orange van. Less than a mile from the Peterson home, a suspicious van was found around the time of Lacey's disappearance. According to Peterson's defense team, this van could be tied to her death. It's a theory that's been floating around for years, but investigators never seriously pursued it. No witnesses ever came forward to say they saw Lacey in the van, and no forensic evidence linked her to it. But that hasn't stopped the defense from pursuing the lead. Thanks to the court's ruling, they now have access to documents from the Central Valley Crime Lab, including files on the collection of fingerprints from the van. Could those prints reveal the identity of someone connected to Lacey's death? Could they point to a suspect that was never even on the radar? The defense hopes that by diving deep into the crime lab's records, they can find something, anything that raises new questions about the van's role in this case. It's important to note, however, that the court has been cautious in its rulings regarding the van. Judge Hill made it clear that while the van was part of the investigation, there's no concrete evidence tying it to Lacey's death. But in the world of criminal defense, even the smallest detail can make a difference. As Peterson's defense team pores over the newly accessed evidence, they're hoping to uncover inconsistencies, oversights, and missed opportunities. They'll be looking for anything that can poke holes in the prosecution's case and raise doubts about Scott's guilt. And this is where anticipation builds. Because in every document, every recording, and every photo, there lies the potential for a breakthrough. Perhaps it will be something minor, a note scribbled in the margins of a police officer's report. Perhaps it will be something more significant, like DNA from the duct tape that doesn't match Scott's profile. Or maybe it will be a fingerprint from the orange van that belongs to someone previously overlooked. Of course, not every theory holds water. Take the watch, for example. Lacey owned a diamond-encrusted Croton watch. During the investigation, Peterson's team argued that a watch fitting its description had been pawned by a woman named Deanna Harbin Renfro. A jailhouse informant claimed that Renfro and her friend, Anthony Scarlatta, had offered to sell him the watch after Lacey disappeared. It sounded like a promising lead, but investigators eventually determined that the watch wasn't Lacey's. The court has since denied Peterson's request for further access to records related to this lead, effectively shutting down that line of defense. But while the watch theory may have hit a dead end, other avenues are still very much alive. The new access to evidence is a treasure trove for the defense, and they're betting that somewhere in that mountain of documents and forensic reports lies the key to unlocking a new trial. Yet, for all the hope that this new evidence brings, it's important to remember that a new trial is far from guaranteed. The court granted access to around 36 pieces of evidence, but that's a fraction of what Peterson's defense had initially requested. And even if the defense uncovers something significant, they'll still need to convince a judge that the new evidence warrants reopening the case. But that's where anticipation turns into suspense, because every new revelation, every small piece of evidence, could shift the tide in Peterson's favor. It's a waiting game, and while the defense works behind the scenes to analyze the newly accessed materials, the public is left to wonder, what, if anything, will they find? For Scott Peterson, this is more than just a legal battle. It's his last chance. If the defense can't make a strong case for a new trial, Scott will likely spend the rest of his life in prison. But if they can raise enough doubt, if they can shine a light on the flaws and gaps in the original investigation, he could get another shot at freedom. And so, we wait. We wait for the defense to sift through the evidence, for the court to unseal the DNA results, and for the next chapter of this story to unfold. Because in the world of true crime, nothing is ever truly over. There are always questions left to answer, mysteries left to solve, and truths waiting to be revealed.
Strap in and get ready to go back in time. Gen X Time Machine is here to transport you back to the glorious days of neon, big hair, and cassette tapes that always needed rewinding.
To figure out where Tupperware, like, went wrong, we kind of got to start at the beginning.
Remember when MTV actually played music videos? Or when lunch wasn't complete without Dunkaroos? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit like trying to recapture the magic of a bygone era.
Yeah. We're diving into all that and more. So if you want to relive the 80s and 90s in all their retro glory, hit up Gen X Time Machine wherever you get your podcasts.
VHS is looking like the obvious winner, right?
Oh, and don't forget the rise of the video rental store, remember?
Subscribe, because who doesn't need another excuse to avoid adulting? You're welcome, the Gen X Time Machine.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You just cover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.